Cal Poly. Don, one of the exciting things that you're doing right now is getting an extension program on its feet. I think maybe our listeners would be interested in knowing just what extension is.
Don, I think Dr. Kennedy expressed it very nicely when he said this extension program is another attempt by the college to meet the pressing need for new methods of expanding man's knowledge. He also said that he hoped that the college's continuing education program will allow the Central Coast area residents to keep abreast of new knowledge and expand their scholarship and professional competence. I think this sums it up very nicely of what we hope that this extension program will do.
You have a program, Don. You say it's a pilot program this fall. What does it consist of for the time being?
Well, the program consists of 8 courses in 6 different communities in the surrounding area. And we're offering genetics in Arroyo Grande, abnormal psychology at Atascadero State Hospital, in fact, seminar and supervision of student teachers at Lompoc, ornamental gardening at Morro Bay, Mexican history at Paso Robles, product quality control at Santa Maria, and we're hopeful that we'll attract several of the Vandenberg people for that particular class, Afro-American preschool child in Santa Maria, and Mexican-American preschool child also in Santa Maria.
I suppose one of the questions that may be uppermost in some of our listeners' minds is, what do they have to do to get involved in this? Do they have to be regular college students, or just what?
I should say any student that's a high school graduate can qualify for extension, and that if they meet the prerequisites of the course. But the way they register is they show up for the class on the night of the first meeting. And we have a brochure here in our office, and we'd like to send them one, and the way they can get in touch with us is write or phone. Because of the shortness of the time, they probably should phone Extension, California State Polytechnic College, here in San Luis Obispo, California.
Now, Don, you say the time is short. How short is it? When does this begin?
Next week, starting the night of the 21st.
In other words, Monday.
Right, and we expect there to be a lot of people in these classes, and we hope the folks that are listening will show up early and get signed in.
Now, certainly this doesn't come free, Don. Is there, what is the fee circumstance?
There is a minimum fee of $12.75 per unit. And all of the courses that we're offering this pilot during this pilot program are 3-unit classes. So the student will register for $38.25 per class.
These courses will run during the quarter. That's what, about 11 or 12 weeks?
11 or 12 week class with the faculty members coming from the Cal Poly faculty. So we expect the quality of the classes to be at least equal to the campus courses.
And full college credit is granted for these courses.
Right. This is a regular college credit is offered.
Our halftime guest this evening has been Dr. Don Morris, Associate Dean for Continuing Education at Cal Poly. Don, it's a pleasure to have you visit with us, and I'm sure that your program is going to be a successful one.
Thank you very much, Don.